Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Project 223 podcast. We're back in studio again in the Eagle's Nest. Excited to be with you. We've had a little bit of a break, and you know why we've been a little bit quiet lately? It's because we've been training. We've been training hands-on, training other people, training ourselves to get better prepared, better ready to deal with the upcoming stuff. So today's episode, we're going to talk about training as a priority in your life, where to find it, and how to do it, and why it should be on your top of the list right now. So get ready to get going and get a little truth nuggets dropped on you, some truth bombs about training yourself for the coming troubles. Right, I got a nice cold Red Bull in my hand, and we're ready to rock the bald eagle wooden sculpture that my daughter gave me, sitting there on the shelf overlooking us as we're training, making sure we're going to get out the truth to you citizens who are interested in preparedness, interested in learning how to be ready to take care of yourself when troubles or trials come, whether that be a disaster that's a man-made disaster, a natural disaster, or emergency. Everyday troubles and trials you see on the roads, on the freeways, in the shopping malls, you will be ready to take care of yourself and help other people. You're not going to panic and freak out when you see some blood, you see some chaos and troubles coming. You'll be able to step up with the training and knowledge that you've received because you've worked hard and you've gotten yourself ready. The wise man sees trouble and prepares, but the fool keeps going and suffers. That's Proverbs 22:3, and that's how we base the mission statement for our podcast and the training that we do. I think of it as a ministry. I think of it as helping people, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to be ready to take care of their families, to take care of themselves. The other day, I was talking with a friend of mine, and he had met a gentleman who called himself a pacifist. He was a Christian man, and I was like, that's kind of interesting. And it was, he asked him some questions, and he said, hey, if you were to see your wife or a loved one getting assaulted or hurt, you wouldn't help? And he said, well, not with violence, I wouldn't. And I just scratched my head and thought about that for a minute, and I thought, you know, I can appreciate people have convictions and stuff, but man, if you're not ready to take care of your family and protect your loved ones from whether it be an evildoer or troubles that come with windstorms, flooding, earthquakes, car wrecks, whatever it might be, if you're not ready and willing to help and take care of your family, to me, that's no good. I have no respect for a person like that who wouldn't help somebody in need. So in our podcast, we like to prepare you and train you for those kind of things. We're going to talk today why you should prioritize your preparedness training and some places to find good training. We're also going to have a little book review and some other sources for good knowledge and insights. First off, the current threat situation. What are some of the things on the horizon to look for, look out for, and be ready in 2024? A lot of you see what's happening. Start off with the 2024 election. There is so many things that could go south with this election. First off, fraud. If we have people that have access to and the ability to change vote tallies via electronic voting machines, you don't think they're going to do it? We saw with the 2020 election and their comments, by any means necessary, or how they fortified the election. There was even an article in Time magazine where they bragged about this. People who only care about their agenda, they don't care about fairness or what people want. They're going to do anything they can to try to skew things that meets their agenda. So fraud's definitely a potential for coming up. And what do you think is going to happen if there is fraud? If it's obvious fraud that's anybody can see, everybody can see, whichever side that might be on, people are not going to want to stand for that again. There was already a lot of, you know, people talking about trying to, you know, their eyes were opened to what happened in the last election. But yet it's so new and it's so unheard of in our elections that people still, I think, are in shock to realize that there might be somebody skewing the votes behind the scenes using electronic voting machines. I think we need to get rid of those. We should have go back to the old-fashioned paper ballots. There's other countries that do that. Their election results are all done that night, and it's you can do it if we had the will to do it, but I don't think we do. There could be also unrest, rioting by the people that are fed up with the corruption. Maybe they see the corruption and they're upset about that, or they realize that their corruption's not working and their the opposition candidate is getting elected anyways. So they might riot and cause problems and trouble for people like they did back in 2020. Also, to me, think about this. If you're in a foreign government that is against the United States and would want to possibly fight back against us somehow, wouldn't they look at this as their chance with the leader that we currently have in power right now, President Biden? When you watch videos, I just watched a video this morning where he was in some kind of a conference, and people started asking questions at the end, and he just kind of sat there with this blank look on his face and said something to the effect of, I better not ask questions or answer questions or I'll get in trouble. And all the press was shouting out questions, and his handlers were like, that's it, thank you, thank you. And he just stood there with this blank look on his face. And I'm thinking, this person is not checked in. They are not 100% present. So if I was a foreign government, this might be my chance before he got out of office to come in and try something against the U.S. So that's definitely a threat that we face right now. Another thing that you can see pretty obvious is the fact that our government is overspending greatly money that we don't have. We are trillions and trillions of dollars, and I think it's over $20 trillion now in debt, this country is. And they just keep giving money away. We send money to Ukraine. We send money to these other people. And do you think that's actually cash money or gold that they're shipping? No. All they're doing is typing in a computer. Here's an account over here. We'll just type on the computer 600000000 and send, and boom, that money's transferred. Where did that money come from? You can't just keep inventing money out of thin air and not harm our financial security, to not harm our financial system. So that's another issue with coming inflation. You guys see it. You know, you can't go to McDonald's and get a Happy Meal for under like 12, 15 bucks. Remember when it used to be like $5 or $6? I mean, it's crazy the amount of inflation that we're seeing out there right now. So government overspending is definitely a threat that we're dealing with in a possible collapse or weakening of our financial system. You can also look at the globalist agenda right now, whether it's with the UN or the Davos, the meetings that they have, the world leaders that are trying to build a system where they're in charge, where the elites are in charge, and they're removing the middle class. They want a class of people, the ruled and the rulers, and they want to be the rulers. They want to be the ones in charge of telling everybody what to do, what they can eat, how you can defend yourself, who you have to accept into your country, and things of that nature. So you see these throughout the world. You see the farmers revolting and fighting back against some of the regulations and over in Europe. And all around the world, you see this globalist agenda. They want to weaken strong national states, remove a sense of national identity from countries that are strong, and they make it easier to rule over. They want to eliminate the middle class. So if that's you or me, then we need to realize that that's a threat that we face. Also, natural disasters are always a threat that loom on the horizon, whether it's a windstorm, flooding, snowstorms. I know if recently you saw hundreds of people trapped and battling snowstorms up in Donner Pass down in California, between California and Nevada, blizzards, the threat of earthquakes, those always still are on the horizon. Also, another thing that I've seen lately a lot in the city where I work as a firefighter is a breakdown in the rule of law, a lack of respect for authority. We're seeing more and more shootings in our city. And when the shootings happen, all the police swarm to that area. And there's other areas that are not covered. We've had paramedic rigs that needed a police officer on a scene, and wasn't maybe necessarily a super big emergency, but there was no officers available because they were all dealing with this shooting over here. And we've definitely seen that a lot of these departments, bigger departments, are operating shorthanded. They don't have a full staff of officers that they need. So with the climate that we've had with the defund the police in the past and the lack of respect and the preventing police officers to actually enforce the law, which is really sad, which is comes down from their leadership, the mayors of these cities and the police chiefs that are put in place by them, they don't give them the ability, these officers on the street, to actually do their job. They arrest a criminal and they just get let out by a prosecutor that's not prosecuting the actual crimes. They're not being put in jail, and it's a revolving door. And those police officers get frustrated, and to them, they're like, why bother arresting this guy? He's going to be out the next day anyways. And so I think that's a shame that we see that. But with that weakening of authority, we're going to have a breakdown in the rule of law. And many of the good police officers leave either due to a vaccine mandate or to seeing some of these policies by their leadership. And then the ones that are left, and there are a lot of great officers that I know personally, some police officers, and I work with them on a daily basis at my job, and they're great people, but they're forced to do more with less. They don't have the personnel. They don't have the backup from their chain of command, and it's kind of sad. So the guys and gals on the streets are doing the best they can, but it's a tough situation for them. So with all these threats on the horizon, right, we always talk about what's the threat model and use case when we do our training. And so we need to start thinking, what do we need to do to be ready to deal with some of these threats, right? And I hear this a lot. I don't have time to train. I got a wife. I got kids. I got a job. The game's on. Whatever it might be, there's a lot of excuses that people have to train. And the sad thing is, it seems like when you offer free training to people, that they're less likely to come than if you charge a fee. We've had lots of free training that we offer to, you know, people in our area locally, and they just don't see the importance of it, and it's not a priority to them. They just don't show up. But then guys will go and spend a bunch of money to go to a training, which always baffles me. So I don't know about you, but if I can get something for free or pay for it, I'll tell you what I'm going to choose: free. So free 99. That's what I'd like to pay. But good training is valuable and it's worth something. So whether it's training that you get free with a network or resources, or whether you pay for it from a well knowledgeable and skilled trainer, either way, training is important. So think about this. Do you have time to pay your bills? Do you have time to fill your gas tank in your car? It's all about making a priority, right? When you make training a priority in your life and you budget a certain amount of time, whether that be once a month or, you know, once a week on, you know, for an hour or two, just think about that. Budget some time where you say, I'm going to prepare myself. I'm going to be better equipped to deal with some of the troubles and trials that may come, to be a more resilient man or woman, to be able to take care of my family, my children, to set an example, to be a resource in my neighborhood, somebody people look to be an authority, so that when the bad times come, people will look to you and say, yeah, I know that Brent's prepared. I know that he's a knowledgeable guy. What does he think we should do? And that way, you can dominate your area of operations. You can dominate your neighborhood in a good way, in a positive way, to where if you have the right plan and somebody else over here is maybe thinks differently than you, and they're not going to go, their plan is not going to help the neighborhood and you to do what's right. They're stuck in a fantasy of normalcy bias, and they're not ready to deal with reality. You can have this people on your side that they look to you as an authority, and they'll follow you rather than that other person that's going the wrong direction. Let's crack open a Red Bull. We're getting going here. You can pay now or pay later, but trouble will come, and a little investment now is going to save you from a nightmare. Think about your family without food or water, no electricity or way to communicate with your family, your children abducted and wife brutalized before you. These things really can happen. They happened not long ago in southern Israel, even this year, these very things. So be trained. Make it an enjoyable thing. Get some friends to train with you. Build your team, build your group, build your tribe of people, and then work with them to help them get prepared too. Maybe you tell them, hey, I'm going to a shooting class. Come with me. Let's go. It'll be fun. Or let's learn about radios and practice talking without cell phones. Make it your goal to get your kids trained in CPR and first aid skills. This is something you can do. You just have to be creative. Where and how do I do it? Well, there's many places to get training. Let's start off with live training. Live training is when you actually go in person and sit in a class. There's tons of different options for you. One thing right now, we just started up a local CERT class. CERT stands for Community Emergency Response Team. And it's actually a program that's sponsored by the federal government, sent down to the local governments, counties and cities, and fire departments. And they actually have local people in your areas that'll sit and train you in disaster preparedness, search and rescue, how to use fire extinguishers and shutting off utility safety, all kinds of cool stuff, disaster medical. They'll teach you this stuff for free. It's an amazing resource. And so I'm an instructor for CERT training. Like say we had a first class last night and it was awesome. We had a bunch of people there. And another cool thing is you talk about meeting people. Well, there's a whole bunch of people in this class that are also interested in getting trained and learning knowledge and being skilled. Well, guess what? I started meeting people, asking them their names, where do they live? And those are going to be contacts that I have in my network. So in-person training is great. CERT class is the one to go look up on your, I think it's ready.gov on the interwebs, and look that up and you can get an interest in the program, and then you can search your local county. Is a good place to look, county emergency management, and they'll list different people that have CERT programs going. Great resource. Also, CPR and first aid classes. They have these all the time. A lot of times they're required for people in different businesses. The American Red Cross and also the American Heart Association, they do these classes. Talk to your local fire department. They may also sponsor classes. They also have Stop the Bleed classes available to take. And there's actually one here coming up recently in just south of us in Snohomish County where one of the fire districts is offering a 2-hour class, and they use the acronym ACT, A-C-T, Antidote, CPR, AED, and Tourniquet. So they do a little bit of talk about Narcan administration, the antidote to somebody overdosing on opioids, CPR, AED, self-explanatory, and Tourniquet. So they do some basic stop the bleed training. So these kind of things are available all over. You just got to do a little research and dig in. Another source for live training is Training Northwest, awesome company run by my buddy Tobin. And they do training in Granite Falls, Washington. You can go to their website. I think it's trainingnorthwestllc.com. And they have training in firearms for self-defense, so pistol and rifle. And they were also offering this year, in conjunction with the Project 223, medical and comms training class. This is going to be coming up in June, June 6th. And you'll want to sign up because that class is filling up. So get in there and sign up quick. This will be a half-day basic medical introduction and then a half-day of communications. And so we're going to hit on some really cool stuff. This will be an ongoing series. We'll continue to build on the comms and build on the training. So you want to get in on this first level while you can, get the first sessions. And that way, when the next ones come up, you won't be behind. So check them out on their website and sign up as soon as you can. And make sure when you get to class, tell them that you heard it on the Project 223 podcast, and Tobin will be happy to hear that. And also, Training Northwest has many other pistol and rifle fundamentals classes that's coming up. That one's for somebody, if you're just basic in this stuff and you're like, man, I'm kind of nervous to go out to a class with a bunch of people shooting and, you know, I've just never done it before. Well, sign up for their pistol and rifle fundamentals class. It's kind of just a 101, like basic introduction. And that's for the most novice person can come out and learn some stuff. So it'll be good. Also got a ladies only pistol class coming up here. And so Mama Hen is going to be in that class. And that should be a fun time for everybody taught by an amazing female marksman that lives in the area here. So check that class out on the Training Northwest website. Another good source for knowledge for training is reading books. A good old-fashioned hard copy book. Matt Bracken, author and former Navy SEAL, amazing patriot that I really enjoy his books. And he autographed one that he sent me, Enemies Foreign and Domestic. It's a fictional book, novel, but he wrote on the front cover, "They can never cancel a real book." And I think that's pretty cool. So I like getting hard copies of books whenever I can. First off, in the book series that I'd like to recommend to you, the Tactical Wisdom series by Joe Dolio. Many of you have probably listened to our podcast that we've had in the past with Joe, had Joe on board and talked with him about his book series and the great ministry that he has and helping people become prepared. And he includes a faith-based wisdom and knowledge from the Bible, like I like to do as well. And so that's pretty cool. Joe's a great guy. His newest book in the series is the Tactical Wisdom First Aid book, TW05. And we're going to be using the first aid book of the Tactical Wisdom series as a companion in our class this year. And so it's got a great outline, very simple, but in also in-depth curriculum. And he kind of focuses on what to do when 911's not going to come. You call 911 or you want to get to the hospital or the emergency room and it's not available. Maybe the path is blocked off because of an earthquake and the bridges are down, or it's too dangerous to drive on the roads. Maybe the hospital has been overrun and looted and it's no longer in operation. So how are you going to do first aid? How are you going to take care of people's injuries or illnesses if you don't have the modern medical facilities that we're normally used to? Get Joe Dolio's book, Tactical Wisdom, TW05 First Aid, and make sure you get the rest of the series as well if you don't already have those. Another great book series and author is NC Scout, The Guerrilla's Guide series. The Guerrilla's Guide to the Baofeng is going to be a book we're going to use as kind of a companion to our communications class this summer. It's a great book talking about the Baofeng radio, its use in operations, but more than that, talks about communications protocols and SOIs for use in difficult situations without rule of law, tough times, and even in good times, there's good information on how to communicate with other people in the book. So Guerrilla's Guide to the Baofeng can be found on his website, brushbeater.org, or also on Amazon. And he's also got The Guerrilla's Guide to Antennas, and then also to Signals Intelligence. Those are also good books to get. And also check out episode 193 on the Radio Contra podcast. Had a great sit down with Matt, and we talked about all kinds of cool stuff. I'd like to highly recommend another book. That's actually two books. It's called The Civil Defense Manual by Jack Lawson. This is a large format. It's like 8.5 by 11. And this is more than just this is like a textbook for preparedness for yourself and your neighborhood in case of any kind of disaster. The first book he had was called The Failure of Civility, and then he ended up updating it. And then this new book that he has a whole bunch of great authors that have come in. He gets subject matter experts in specific fields and then has them come in and write chapters in his book. NC Scout's in there. Matt Bracken's in there. I believe Fairfall's in there. So there's a whole bunch of great patriots, great people in preparedness community that have contributed to that book. So Jack's an amazing guy, and he's a good man and has made this book series to help you and your family. So make sure you pick some of those up. They're available on his website, civildefensemanual.com. Pick those up. You won't be disappointed. There's many other books out there. Once you start reading, once you start looking, you'll see different authors and you'll start getting some good information. I also like to go to the next category after books would be the University of YouTube. I know probably a lot of you guys, like me, get all kinds of information and knowledge from YouTube. There's so many channels out there, so many people sharing information. It blows me away. You can search how to replace the fan belt in a 1989 Toyota Corolla, and it'll pop up with some guy giving you a 20-minute video telling you exactly how to do it. It's incredible. But we should never forget to take advantage of these, of the YouTube as a training method for preparedness. So first category in our YouTube videos I'd like to share is in communications. Communications can be a tricky subject, but there's lots of good people sharing information. Not a Rubicon. Randolfo is a great, he's a funny guy, and he shares lots of good basic information for GMRS radio and other types of radio, but he'll get you started in some good communications training. Also, Ham Radio Crash Course. Josh Naz is a great, great guy, and that's it. He's got thousands of videos training you from the very basic Baofeng radio to higher level, more complicated stuff. You could watch his videos for weeks and weeks and weeks and never get bored and never get, and he's a funny guy. He's also paired up with Mike Glover from Fieldcraft Survival, and they've done some collaborations and have some videos out there. So he's a good guy, and he's got a good head on his shoulders. He knows what needs to happen, and he's not one of these total ham nerds that are just all about the theory, but he's really down to earth basics. And so Josh is a great guy. Check out Ham Radio Crash Course on YouTube. Now moving on to medical, as far as YouTube videos and training, there's a couple that I like, and one is Prep Medic. He's got some great videos out there, and also Skinny Medic. Both of these guys have free YouTube videos that you can watch and get medical training for disaster and first aid that you can use to help you and your family. So check those out. Then coming down to the category of security and self-defense, there's a ton of them out there, but just a couple that stuck out to me that I like. You're going to learn about the gun laws in Washington State, specifically somebody that's on the front lines and trying to help defend our rights and Second Amendment rights as liberty-loving, freedom-loving citizens is Washington Gun Law with William Kirk. He's a lawyer locally here, and he gives you great information on when you can use deadly force, what's going on with the changes in the gun laws in Washington State, all kinds of good information there, Washington Gun Law. And then next is Defiance Training Group. Many of you are probably familiar with Clay Martin. He's got some great books as well. I probably could have included him in the books section. Concrete Jungle and Prairie Fire are two of his books that are really good. So I would encourage you to buy those books, but also check out his free YouTube training videos. It's awesome. He just will go through, and he's got a series where he's going through how to set up your gear, how to make sure that your equipment's working right, what type of gear to buy. So Defiance Training Group is what he goes by on YouTube. And then for some basic preparedness and survival skills on the YouTubes, first off, Fieldcraft. Mike Glover is great, and he's got all kinds of good information. Kind of the godfather of American Contingency, who I'm a big fan of. And so American Contingency is a great organization that helps people across the country get involved with people, other people in their communities, learning about stuff like food storage and communications and medical and self-defense. So AMCON's another great way to get some training, connect with them, go on their website, join up. Find people in your local area that are associated with AMCON, and you'll probably find some people that are doing some preparedness training. Also on YouTube, Ranger Survival and Fieldcraft is one of my favorite channels on there. He's awesome. The guy does all kinds of cool stuff. He's just got a cool voice too. But he does all kinds of cool things out in the woods and with survival kits and Fieldcraft skills. So check him out. Bear Independent is a great guy. He's got a lot of personal opinions on things in life, and he can also have some good survival type stuff. We're talking about like long-term stuff, like your own food supply, raising animals, living in the right area, being self-reliant. So, and then he's also runs the company Refuge Medical, which has some good first aid supplies if you're looking for first aid supplies. And also too, he has some great ministries that he does, reaching out to children that are victims of child trafficking. His Caleb House is a ministry that they do where people that have been victims of trial, they do more than just getting people out of child trafficking, but then they try to help the children that are scarred for life, that are scarred and have psychological issues because of what they've gone through. They work on helping them heal and helping them move past that. So he's a great guy to listen to, and also support Caleb House if you're so inclined. And then one more under the basic prep and survival skills. This is a new one that I found recently, and the guy's called Stoker-Matic, and he does land navigation training, so works with maps and compasses and stuff like that, which is important things to know. So that would be a good one to check out. And then next, so we talked about live training. We've talked about books, talked about YouTube. Now let's talk about podcasts. What about you? Well, hopefully I do know about you because you're listening to a podcast right now, the Project 223, and I thank you for listening. But here's some other ones that I'm always listening to podcasts every day, going through my day. If I'm working out, feeding the pigs or collecting eggs from the chickens or pruning fruit trees, whatever I'm doing out in the yard, I don't like to just, sometimes I'll just be quiet, just listen to God and let him talk to me. So I think it's important to do that. You don't always have to be filling your mind with information. Sometimes it's good to be quiet, now that I think about it. There's also times when I'm just like, okay, I need to listen to something. I need to get some information. So podcasts are a great way to get information and to learn things. So first off, some podcasts that I like to recommend to you. The Wright Report, Brian Wright, I believe that's his name. And so he was a former CIA operative, and he has a great podcast. I really like his stuff. It's W-R-I-G-H-T. And then Radio Contra, we talked about NC Scout already and American Partisan. His podcast is called Radio Contra, and it's a great podcast. He's got lots of great information out there. Another one that's really good is Prepping 2.0 with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. I was on a guest on their podcast a while back and had a great time with them talking about having your teaching preparedness classes at your church or your small group. So that was a fun podcast. Check it out. It was episode 212 on the Prepping 2.0 podcast. So those are both great ones. They got great guests like me. Just kidding. Anyways, another one that I've been a guest on is the Enlightened Neanderthals podcast with Tobin, Mike, and Jordan. It's a great podcast, Enlightened Neanderthals. Just let me warn you, there's a little bit of language going on. I think Jordan's getting better, but yeah, just be aware that it can get a little spicy on the Enlightened Neanderthals podcast. But they're great guys, putting out great information, and I'm really proud to be associated with them. Check out episodes 18 and number 43 is the latest episode of The Bald Eagle if you want a little more content on the Enlightened Neanderthals. Also, too, is the Radio Free Redoubt podcast out of Spokane, Washington, with John Jacob Schmidt and Lady Liberty. And it's a great podcast. They have a morning show every day, the morning commute. And then on Sundays, John Jacob Schmidt will do his own podcast. He's also the founder and runs the AMRON, which is the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, which is a great organization when it comes to communications and radio. So check out their website. They've got lots of good information. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't share one of my favorites is the Jack Hibbs podcast. Jack Hibbs is a preacher down in California, an amazing guy, and he's right on the money. And he's on the forefront of the stuff that's going on in the political realm and in this country, things that truly affect us practically, as well as focusing on our spiritual walk with God, our relationship with Jesus Christ, and why it's so important to be prepared for eternity first and foremost in your life. So check out the Jack Hibbs podcast. And then, you know it because you're here, the Project 223. We're so thankful and blessed to be able to do this podcast. I love it. I love coming and just sharing information, kind of sitting here, just imagining some cool people sitting here listening and trying to pass on a little of the knowledge that I've gained in my preparedness journey. There's no excuse to not be preparing. You got to get after it. You got to make it a priority in your life. And I'd like to leave you with a final story that may drive that home a little bit. This is in Matthew chapter 25. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. But while they were on the way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Thanks for joining us on the Project 223. We don't know the day or the hour that will come when you'll need to survive, when you'll need to protect yourself, your family, your neighborhood from trouble, from disaster, from medical emergency. But when that time comes, don't you want to be ready? Don't you want to be confident and prepared for the situation to where you can step up? People look to you and go, "Brent, Joe, Bob, come help me. I know you're prepared." It's a good feeling when people look to you and expect that you're going to be able to help save the day. So get trained, get prepared, make it a priority in your life. Thanks for joining us, Project 223 Podcast. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great week. Don't be left without the oil.